Hello, this is Chris Manning from writedownyouclid.com here with Coach Chuck Ellis of Chuck Ellis Workouts. He's the coach to the like of Cavaliers guard Wayne Ellington and Deion Waiters. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Doing good. Before we dive into the two Cavaliers that we're here to mostly talk about, can you just give the listeners who are going to listen to the interview and also read the transcription a little background on the work you do?
I do a lot of development work in the Philadelphia area with the top college guys and pro guys from the area. My workouts consist of different drills, conditioning, ball placement, ball handling drills, like all different things that help enhance your game and improve your skills for the next level.
Now, you only coach college players and NBA players, or do you have anybody younger than that?
I try to stay with college and NBA guys because it's less politics, but it has gotten so big. Chuck Ellis Workouts has gotten so big that I had to let a few of the elite high school players from the area. But I try to mainly work with just college and pro guys.
Are there any young guys that aren't in the NBA yet or maybe are under-the-radar college players that you think are real standout guys that you think are going to blow up in the next few years?
From the area?
Yeah, from the guys that you're working with.
Oh, there are a lot of college players that they're going to have pretty good, solid years next year from different of the area schools where I work at. LaSalle has a kid by the name Tyreek Durant and Todd Garland. St. Joe's has a few kids, Ronald Roberts, Halil, Kenneth Sevig, and Langston Galloway, who has a few young kids by the name of Daniel Pingle and Nicole. So a lot of schools have a lot of different young kids that from the area that's going to have, big years next year. Trust you have a kid by the name of Franz Mantinet, and Damian Lee. Well, there's a lot of kids from the area, that does work at Chuck Ellis Workout. They're going to have pretty good years next year.
Okay. So, let's talk about Wayne before we talk about Deion. What kind of stuff have you done with him this offseason to help improve his game? And then I'll ask you a couple other things.
Wayne has been going harder than I've ever seen him go. It's his contract year, so, Wayne has been in the weight room 3 times a week. Wayne is in the gym with me 3 or 4 times a week. We're just working on, him hitting shots, him being able to put the ball on the floor, 3 or 4 dribbles, then creating inside the lane and finishing. And also with him getting inside the lane, making other people around him better by kicking out, to different shooters. So we've been working on a vast variety of things, as well as his ball handling skills to be able to create a shot and put the ball on the floor.
How long have you been working with him? Like, even before this year?
Well, I've been working with Wayne. I've been knowing Wayne for a while since he was a sophomore, junior in high school. And we've done work over the years, but we've been going hard for the last 3 years. But, I've been working with Wayne throughout the summers, since I've known him since he was a high school kid.
You mentioned this is his contract year. He's a restricted free agent, but has he given any indication on whether he'd like to go back to Cleveland or whether he'd like to, test the open market and maybe move on?
Wayne wants nothing other than to be in Cleveland. Wayne likes it there. He likes the young core of guys that he has. He likes the first start with, Coach Brown coming in. Have a pretty good relationship. And Kyrie have a pretty good relationship. So Wayne really wants to go back to Cleveland. That's his main concern is getting back to Cleveland. He feels as though that they have the pedigree and he has the young talent to actually make the playoffs next year.
Okay. And Phil Handy was, I saw on your Instagram and on your Twitter that he was just there. What was he there doing with you guys?
Phil is in town working out the guys from Cleveland. Working out Deion, different drills, different things with Deion. So, I've been, sitting in every session, helping out a little bit and learning different things from, Coach Handy, to institute and to Chuck Ellis. college workouts as far as, you know, different drills, different lines, you know, ball placement, footwork, a lot of different things Coach Andy has been, you know, teaching me for these last few days that's going to be vital in Chuck Ellis' workouts.
Have you been in contact with any other coaches on the roster? Like any other coaches or general managers? Not at all? Okay. Dion, let's move on to him. How long have you known him, and what kind of stuff have you guys been doing this summer?
I've been knowing Dion since he was in high school also. And me and Dion have been working on a lot of different things, mainly his body, you know, keeping his body weight down, keeping his body right. He has been in the weight room also, but, you know, being able to, you know, extend his range, put the ball on the floor, create, make others around him better, and also his footwork. His footwork is very key to him being able to be a good defensive player. So we have been working on a lot of footwork, as well as, you know, offensive, you know, drills, so he can be able to be an all-around player and not just a scorer.
Now, his rookie season, you know, was a little bit up and down. He had some really good games. He dealt with the ankle injury, and there were some times where, you know, he wasn't playing all great. Well, how did you, if you had to give him a grade or at least, you know, analyze his rookie season, how would you do that? That's a big statement there. You know, how did he feel about Coach Scott getting fired and then the very quick hiring of Mike Brown?
Well, I have no, you know, it doesn't, you know, affect me either way.
Yeah.
You know, I have no, you know, feelings about who the coach is.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, deal with the coaches. I deal with the individuals.
Yeah.
So my job is to make sure they're prepared for any scenario or any coach that they're playing for or any organization that they're playing for. So that's my job. So I don't get into the whole, you know, who's coaching and, you know, what their philosophy is and different things like that. My job is to have the individual prepared.
Okay. You know, the last thing I'll ask you about Dion is this. What do you think is, right now, is the strongest part of his game, and what do you think is the area where he needs to work the most in?
Oh, Dion?
Yeah.
The strongest part of Dion's game is, you know, creating. He come off the screen and roll. He can get into the lane. His body is so nice and strong that he can get to the hole. He can finish with contact. That's the strongest part of the game. The part of the game he needs to work on the most is, you know, being more than a score. He needs to work on, you know, being a getting more rebounds. He needs to work on, you know, playing better defense. He needs to work on making others around him better. When he gets in the lane, be able to cook up, pick out the shooters, be able to set other guys up. So I think those aspects he needs to work on.
You know, and you mentioned him being more than a scorer. Considering his backcourt mate is Kyrie Irving, a score first point guard, how do you see, has he given indication, or at least your opinion, how do you think the best way for them to work together would be?
Oh, it's enough ball to go around for both of them. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Deion individually.
Yeah.
You know, putting in his mind saying that, you know, I have to be the one to slow down Dwayne Wade. I have to be the one, you know, to slow down Kobe Bryant. Get in his mind, defensive mindset first. And as well as, you know, when he had the ball coming off the pick and roll, you know, creating for guys like, you know, CJ that's on the wing, guys like Wayne that's on the wing, guys like those guys that's out there waiting for the shot, just to go in and draw three people and kick it out to those guys and make those guys, but that guy's assist go up. So, just kind of aspects of this game.
Yeah, definitely understand that. The last thing I'll ask you about the Cavs, and I'll ask you one more thing after that. Obviously they have the number one pick in the NBA draft coming up soon. If you were in charge of selecting the number one pick and adding to the core of Kyrie, Deion, Tristan Thompson, and all those guys, who would you select? It is a hard question. But the name that's being brought up, by some of the Cleveland media, from Fox Sports of Ohio and the Plain Dealer, is Ben McLemore, and he plays the same position as Deion. And they're different. They're different skill sets. But do you think they could coexist in a three guard rotation of Kyrie, Deion, and Ben? So it's safe to say that even if they did draft him with the number one pick, Deion, his goal next year, no matter what, is to start to be the starting two guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the last thing I'll ask you is not related to the Cavaliers, but the NBA Finals are going on right now, and it's been a pretty... It's been a back and forth series. The Heat won big last night. Who do you see pulling this out? Just gut feeling. Who do you have pulling it out, and in how many games?
I think Miami will pull it out in seven. I think game five, San Antonio will win, and they have to go back to Miami, and they have to win two games. I think Miami will win game six, and I think on June 20th, game seven. I think Miami will pull it out at home.
And, thanks again for the time, Coach. Where can the listeners find you on Twitter? And where, I know you do the Chuck Ellis Workouts YouTube videos. Where can they find those on YouTube?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Chuck_Ellis. Those are my handles on Twitter and Instagram. And, as far as viewing my different workouts on YouTube, you can just type in Chuck Ellis Workouts, and I have about 8 or 9 videos on YouTube that can be viewed.
All right, well, thanks again for the time, and good luck with the training today, and hopefully it stops raining there. I saw that picture, and the rain didn't look like a good time to drive in.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks again, man.
All